This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy!
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean Podcast.
Joining us live in the studio are two of the stars of Graham of Thrones. It's John Luke and Nick. Welcome to Australia.
Welcome.
Thank you.
These assembled crowds.
It gets really crowded in here, doesn't it? Now, Graham of Thrones. Tell us about it. Is it Game of Thrones? I've seen Game of Thrones. Jax has not seen Game of Thrones.
I have not. I'm impaired.
Ah, well, it's basically three friends who try to put on the whole of the seven series of Game of Thrones using stuff they found around the house, wigs, hula hoops, all sorts of...
Don't give it all away.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. There might be hula hoops. Mm. There might not.
It sounds like there's a bit of craft involved in this show.
There's been a lot of craft involved in the show, which has largely been done by the technical team. And we have sequestered ourselves away so we didn't have to do it. That's more or less right. We've hidden from the hard graft of building dragons.
Now, I'm not the brightest, not the sharpest tool in the shed, but your accent suggests you're not from around these parts.
Mm, no.
You're not from around these parts.
I'm from Perth.
You're a sandgroper.
We taught them the phrase sandgroper.
Terrible, horrible. That
sounds angry.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Sounds like it's going to create a rash.
Well, depends what you're groping with, really.
That's the thing I don't like to get. You know, so I'm like, oh, let's go down to the beach and have a smooch. I'm very single.
Bit of a group.
Someone's telling me to smooch and or beach.
You have brought the show all the way from the UK to Australian shows. You do a bit of an Australian tour.
Yeah, so we were just in Sydney, and now we're in Melbourne, and then we go straight home to perform it in London.
We have done. Oh, that sounds like we're kind of pretend it's a tour. We did do Adelaide and Perth.
Yeah, we did do Adelaide and Perth.
I've done them.
Yeah. Got them out of the way.
Yeah.
Get them out of the way. You're in Melbourne now.
But best for last.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we love Melbourne. We love Melbourne.
So is there only three of you on stage?
Yes.
Yeah.
So do you play multiple? I'm guessing you play multiple roles.
Yeah, we play all of the roles. Between the three, well, we don't do all of the roles. We do a lot of the roles. Yes, we all play.
There are a lot
everything.
Of roles.
Yeah, we play some. Two of us play Jon Snow. Two of us play Sansa. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Tyrion. Yeah, we do it all with wigs and voices.
So, is it violent?
No, hopefully not. I mean,
didn't someone get their doodle chopped off in an episode? That's all I know of.
Not on stage, no.
No. Well, every night you have to graft on a doodle.
That's it. We're getting through, like, Ross. You get through a different person every single time. Like, but you can't grow it back quick enough.
Deciduous is the wrong word, isn't it?
Evergreen.
Yeah, no. when a lizard does... I don't know anything
Deciduous
about.
Is a tree, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, a lizard grows back its tail.
Mm,
it's not the same. You don't drop your penis off as a defence mechanism.
No.
Or I don't. I don't know.
I've been living a lie.
Botany with Jax could be a whole new second.
Grow back? Sorry.
One of the things about Game of Thrones, though, is, yes, they cut things off, but there's a fair bit of nudity.
Yes.
You guys get your kid off?
Well,
on stage,
we found a very creative, inventive way of doing the nudity.
Yeah, like Graham, who I play, is very prudish, and so he tries to come up with a way of doing the nudity without doing the nudity, and that sort of irritates some of the others.
Like a non-nude.
A never nude.
Yeah. It's basically, I think he is a never nude.
I think my character Bryony would rather be nude all the time. So there's that. I feel like that's.
That's really the tension that drives the.
Exactly,
whole,
the tension that drives the piece, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it a bit of life imitating art? Like, were you sitting around going, "I reckon we could reenact this"? And you're like, "I reckon this is now a show," or you just literally were brainstorming.
We were hired to do this show.
We were.
I was about to say we were higher. We were high.
We were high and we did this show.
And we were also auditioned.
Yeah. Every day we get hired before the show. A team of four brilliant comedy writers wrote the original script, and then we sort of worked with that, and then we've put a couple of numbers in ourselves, played around with it, just snuck in a couple of references to the new season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Season 7, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
A spoiler. I just know about dropping doodles.
Oh, it doesn't. Look, all you need to know is it's incest interrupted by magic. That's the whole thing.
Well, this is, did we get a bit of incest action on stage? I mean, a bit of John and Danny. Spoilers.
Typical sand group.
There's some Lannister action, if that means anything.
Oh, it does mean it, yes.
Yep. Mm. So a bit of that happens.
Oh. Is that like lancing?
No. Jamie and Cersei.
You can call it that if you like.
Lancing with doodles. I've just learnt the new word, doodles. Yeah, thanks, guys.
What's the other word? A tanty.
A tanty?
Yeah, tanty. Tantrums through the tulips. We're doing tanty.
I'd have a tanty if someone chopped off my doodle.
You would?
I'd have a mardy. That's what we'd say.
Oh, it's a mardy.
Was there a radgy or something?
Mardy's like when you're sulky.
Under a radge.
But it's from like the north of England. You're mardy. You're a mardy bum. Yeah.
Oh, Arctic bum. Monkeys.
Yeah, exactly. Now then, Marty
Bum.
Yeah, you got it.
And the finger up your... Anyway, that's not...
So how many of the tracks do you just sing live?
So many.
Yeah, we don't have a playlist.
So
we just
many.
And checks out the park for
I've
away.
Had my hair done today as well. Got some makeup on them. I'm just here for... doesn't matter. Anyway.
So this is an unauthorised parody of Game of Thrones. Mm. Has George R.R. has he seen the show?
I don't...
Has he heard of the show?
He might have snuck in.
George R.R.?
I don't think so.
I don't think he's.
I mean, we've not talked. I don't know where he lives. Where does George R.R. Martin live?
I assume
text
somewhere.
If you know.
Yeah, somewhere in America.
Don't give us his address because I think that's like crossing a boundary,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's right. What's a boundary?
Would that be weird though if you saw George R.R.? In the studio, in the audience?
It would for me, I don't know who he is.
There was a man we thought might have been George R.R. Martin, but it was just a man with a beard.
Yeah.
It was just a man with a beard.
Every man with a beard could be George R.R. Martin.
Is that how you feel about Melbourne? Everyone's got a beard and a latte?
And a craft beer.
And a craft beer. Fancy beer.
Yeah.
We finish your soy latte first, you go around the corner.
I haven't yet had one of these. I've had a few coffees and have yet to stumble over the brilliant coffee that's made. I keep going into the wrong places, I think.
Yeah. Well, the show's in Thornbury, so there's some good coffee places in Thornbury.
Thornbury Theatre.
That's right.
It's a lovely part of town.
We do like the Thornbury Theatre, and the show is on at the Thornbury Theatre from Thursday the 14th, that's this Thursday, through to Saturday the 16th of September.
Good heavens.
And you can get tickets from www.thethornburytheatre.com. It's really easy.
Correct.
That makes sense.
It does make sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. So you should get tickets from there.
You should.
Yes.
And you should do it now.
Yeah.
I hope you don't miss out.
There may be hula hoops. There's never nudes.
Doodles. Are there dragons?
Doodles. Mm-hmm. Well,
are there dragons, though?
There is a doodle.
There is quite a substantial doodle in the show, guys.
Not just any doodle, it's a substantial doodle.
Really, it's a substantial doodle.
This doodle pulls focus.
I've lost it.
Yes. Don't pull focus with that doodle. Okay.
We're going to pull a doodle.
So don't hesitate. Go to the website, www.thethornburytheatre.com, for your tickets to Graham of Thrones.
Graham of Thrones.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing the show.
Joy.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.